Hey guys, what's up? So this Friday, we're recording the very first Human Renovation Podcast. I'm going to be bringing in some amazing guests from around the country to talk about human renovation process.
All right, that video you're hearing right now is off of my Instagram page, you know, a new series you guys have been hearing me talk about, a human renovation project. Ties in perfectly with my next guest here, who's all about understanding how one can become an influencer. His company is Indie. His name is Neil Grover. He's the founder and chief executive, joining me on the phone right now. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you doing?
Doing well. So we love this topic of becoming an influencer because it's become like the thing that everybody wants to do. Today's entrepreneur has now become an influencer. Talk to us about this.
Yeah, well, you know, we really believe everyone's an influencer to some degree. I mean, everyone has influence over friends, family, you know, if they're an expert in their field, people are always looking to them for recommendations. And, you know, today people post products and recommendations for things that they love and believe in. And now we've worked out a way that they can get paid for those recommendations without having any kind of relationship with a brand or a retailer.
So this is Indie, right? Tell us about Indie and the Indie Challenge.
Yeah, so it's indie.com, I-N-D-I.com, or you can download the apps. And, you know, really what we've done, my background's been in e-commerce, as has my teams. We've, you know, I'm the former CEO of Buy.com, Rakuten.com, and Blue5.com. You know, we've sold billions of dollars of products online. So we know that retailers and brands today are looking for organic and authentic content. So any customer, anyone can come on to Indie, indi.com, and upload a photo or a video on a product or even services or hotels that you really enjoy, and then add a link to one of a couple thousand different retailers and brands that we've done partnerships with. And then you go post that photo and video throughout your social media, you message it to your friends, and you have a unique link associated to yourself. And if anybody clicks on that link and purchases anything from that retailer or brand, you'll receive a commission, generally between 3% all the way up to 25% commission.
Give us some big win stories. I'm curious to see what the biggest win you've had with this program.
You know, we've got a few different things. I mean, so we're fully embedded into Macy's website. Macy's utilizes us with their employees right now. And so they've got their employees creating content and promoting that out there. We work with other retailers to drive their brand ambassador programs. And then we have other individuals, and we're working on some partnerships with some large celebrities as well. But really, this is meant for every individual.
No minimum followers? None. Okay.
No, our belief really is everyone's an influencer. If you've got one, you know, if you've got one customer, if you're a brand and you've got one customer, that customer on average has 100 to 150 followers on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, et cetera. And their friends are going to take their recommendation more authentically than they're going to take it from somebody that they don't know or they don't trust. And
sure.
So we really believe everyone's an influencer.
So when you mentioned celebrities, I mean, there's also that kind of lashback that, you know, celebrities aren't authentic because they're going to be hawking a product, hawking a movie, hawking a book. How do you translate that when it comes to everyday product? I mean, you're talking about, like, for, let's say, a guy like me. I got, like, you know, 26,000 people on Instagram, collectively probably 60,000 on all my social media. If I go to Walmart and I pick up a product, let's just say it's a light shade that I love, and I turn the camera on myself and I talk about it, is that kind of what you're talking about?
It is. And the big difference on what we're talking about doing is brands for the last couple of years have been paying a lot of big dollars to, you know, quote-unquote influencers, irrespective if the post drives a sale or not.
Yeah.
And I think in the last several months, there's been a lot of backlash around that. The New York Times did a big expose about 6 weeks ago on the significant amount of fake followers people have bought and purchased. And
Richard Roper, a Chicago guy, just got killed on Twitter.
I think he got laid off for it.
I believe he did.
Yeah. And, you know, and unfortunately, there's pressure for people to inflate their numbers, but it's really to drive, you know, additional dollars. And we really believe that, again, brands want authentic and organic content. You're not going to walk into Walmart and post a photo or a video on a product you don't believe in. And you're just not going to do that because you've got your audience. You've got to, you know, you've got to show your authenticity. It's much more to you. You know, your career is much more than a product that you're going to post about.
Neil, I never in my entire career have ever hawked a product I haven't personally used, believed in, installed, you know, or involved with in some capacity where I know 100% when I talk about this on my radio show, on my social, on my TV shows, that this product is legit. Like,
exactly.
There's no two ways about it.
And that's what we're looking for, because we're not saying, you know what, the brand's going to pay you $5,000, $10,000, up to $100,000 a flat fee for a post. That is not at all what this is. This is saying that, you know what, if you believe in a product, you want to tell your friends about it or your followers about it, and you truly believe in it, you're actually helping them by leading them down the road to something that you think is a great product for them. But if you do that, the brands are willing to pay, and this is all on a pure commission basis. And so if there are sales that happen, you receive a commission. We don't believe people are out there, you know, buying products, doing things for things they don't believe in. Again, you're going to be spending your own money to inform customers about that.
Got it.
And so this is really authentic, organic, real content, and you can earn real money from it. And we have random individuals, stay-at-home moms, you know, extra workforce, extra hours here that are making hundreds to thousands of dollars.
That's what I want to kind of get across to all my listeners here, is because we might have a different, you know, we have a widespread demographic, right?
Sure.
And I think the older audience would probably listen and go like, what's an influencer, first of all? Second of all, this sounds like it could be an Uber right from my home. You know, like I could be making passive income by, you know, if I'm at the store buying this product anyway, what if I just turned the camera on myself and talked about this product I just bought?
It's exactly that. I say, you know, you don't know who wants to drive Uber, but instead of getting in a car and driving around, or Lyft, instead of getting around and driving around, monetize your recommendations, because you do have influence, whether you've got five friends or, you know, 50 million friends, you do have influence.
Fancy, not fancy, or is it up to the creativity of the individual influencer to do it as they want?
It's completely up to the individual influencer. We actually believe the best thing, again, is really authentic and organic content. You don't need to make it overproduced, because then it looks like a commercial for them.
Sure, sure.
But what people really want to know is, do you believe in it? I play tennis as an example. So if I put up recommendations around, here are the tennis rackets I think, here are the shoes I like, here, you know, things that people are asking me all the time, that is very authentic, organic. You know, my wife does it around products for our children or around some of the clothes she buys.
Yep.
Again, it's very informative and helpful to her friends that all are in the same situation looking for the same type of products.
Got it. I love this idea. We'll answer the phone lines, too. If anybody's got any questions, 312-981-7200. Do you want to become an influencer? Anybody listening out there, do you want to make passive income by talking about products you're already buying? Do you believe them enough? We're talking to our guest on the phone, Neil Grover. He's the founder and chief executive officer of Indy. Anyone can be an influencer. He's opening the doors to basically become the Uber and Lyft of selling products through becoming an online personality and reviewing them. Isn't that right, Neil? Did I kind of give it a loose description well enough?
No, you did a great job explaining it.
Okay. So, Neil, you know, again, I'm trying to bounce between the audience we have here, some young, some old. I believe the younger generation understands the idea of influencer. What I find interesting as the older generation, you know, looks back into technology and say, wow, you know, there's so much going on. Some people, you know, some, you know, the 40, 50-something-year-olds are jumping into it slightly. If you own companies and corporations, you almost have to. Not almost, you do have to be a part of the social movement beyond your website. That means your Facebook, your Instagram, your Twitter, your Snapchat. Is that where you guys are you, where's your hyper focus, Neil, in terms of where the influencers are driving traffic from?
You know, it is across all platforms. And that's the great thing about what we do at Indy.com is it doesn't really matter where the consumers are. It's we want to reach them all everywhere. And so wherever you want to post it, if you want to post on your Facebook, your Instagram, your Twitter, your Snap, if you want to message it, if you want to text it or email it, you can do that as well. If you just want to tell your friend and go, hey, here's a link to, you know, to go get, you like my shoes, here's a link to go get those shoes. So we make it really easy for you to be able to pass it along wherever you may be.
Nice. And do you get like, you know, so for if I was like interested in doing something like this, does it potentially fray on your credibility that you're like, you know, kind of, you know, promoting products? Like, how do you avoid that where it gets oversaturated? People are like, oh, he's just posting another thing about his sneakers. Or,
yeah, I mean, again, our whole thing is, you know, you're not going to make tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars in flat fees where you're doing a commercial. You're really showing authentic, organic content and talking about a product that either you love, your family member loves, your child loves, your parents love, whatever it may be, where you're really helping your friends that probably are similarly situated, have children the same age, have parents the same age, live in a similar geographic area. Mm-hmm. And so you're really showing them things that are about you. And really, in the last several years, I feel like there's so much authenticity in the sense that people are posting only things they believe in, like we just talked about,
yeah.
unless it's clearly an advertisement in which they're getting paid a big fee. So we are definitely not of the, hey, you're going to get paid thousands of dollars up front for posting something. It's more of a, if you post something and your friends believe in you and like you and decide that that's something that's good for them as well, and they make that purchase, the retailers and brands want to pay for that. I mean, there's literally $47 billion of sales last year that happened through this system.
Wow.
Type of system, but just not down to the individual.
Got it.
So we're taking it down to that individual.
So let's walk through that process, because, all right, so say I just sign up. I'm part of Indie now, and I post something about my blue shoes. Everyone loves my blue Nike shoes. Legit.
Correct.
And I get a couple hits. People go actually buy them. When does the trickle down happen? At what point am I getting a check? Like, how long does that process take?
Yeah, so really after, it takes about 30 days for the whole process to clear, because what they want to make sure as a retailer is that your friend didn't buy the product and then return it the next day. So it goes through the return period to make sure that, you know, the person bought the product, kept the product. Once that happens, the payment comes to us, and then we pay it out to you.
Got it.
And then you have a dashboard. You can see what sales are coming through, what's pending, waiting for that period to end, and then also when it's cleared and you can receive any of the funds.
Sweet. So, you know, like you're walking around, you're wearing a H&M, you know, blazer or something or a shirt, and you do a video of you walking down Michigan Avenue, and it's funny, and you just happen to say whatever the language is you got to say, and then that's the organic video you're talking about. It's just kind of what you're doing in your day, but if you happen to... So, I mean, smart, you know, the smarter ones, the ones who are winning on your system, what's the best formula?
You know, it's really not pushing the product. It's more talking about and discovering, you know, making the product discoverable. So it's not saying, you know, make sure you go buy this. It's more of, you know, maybe you even put just in text if you're interested or if you want to buy it, you know, or look at the link in the bio or here's the link to the product. But oftentimes it's just showing a great product or shoes or apparel that, you know, that you bought. It's really highlighting the product.
Yes.
And then having the link. And it can be a photo or a video.
Awesome. Neil, how can people find more information about your company and this entire amazing idea?
Well, thank you. If you go to indie.com, and that's INDI.com, there's a section that says for individuals. Click on that and it'll walk you through the whole process. We also have tutorials up there. You'll see the thousands of brands and retailers that you can associate with. We're adding more every day. And if there's anything that we don't have for whatever reason, please let us know and we'd be happy to work a relationship and add that as well.
Good stuff, folks. You're listening to the future and the now. This is where people will be making most of their income in the very near future. Thanks so much, Neil. I appreciate it. I'm super interested in this product. We'll definitely be back in touch.
Great. Look forward to it. Thanks so much for your time.
All right. We're going to switch gears here for a second and talk about another passion I have, like creative and influencing and the social media world of content is something I love. Love talking about it. And if you go to any of my social media platforms, you'll see there's a wide, diverse array of content we put out there. And in that content, you'll find DIY projects that I do and designs that I'm working on in real life. And this is why I'm excited about this next guest who's sitting right next to me. Tom Bradley, store manager at Rockler Woodworking and Hardware in Orland Park, is here. And he brought some stuff he whittled. And I'm pretty impressed, sir. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, why aren't you doing tons of content, man?
I did not know about it. Now you do. Now I do.
Now you do. I mean,
you're looking that up later on.
One of my favorite things to do, if I have a moment, you know, on my busy schedule to look through like the Instagram feeds and all that stuff, I always get caught by the woodworking videos.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see, you know, like really creative dudes or women out there just, you know, using, you know, lathes and all different tools and making some really cool stuff.
Absolutely.
I can watch that stuff. It's in the feeds that keep going and keep going.
Mm-hmm.
They suck me in. How long have you been doing woodworking?
I've been doing woodworking for, gosh, since I was in high school. Over the past 12 years, I've been a pin and bowl turner, working with lathes, and with this year, a year ago January, I started with Rockler.
So, a pin and bowl turner.
Mm-hmm.
That's some real serious industry lingo right there. What is that?
That is your basic pin out of either wood or acrylic. Take it from a block, turn it down on a high-speed lathe, and make it.
So, banisters, the table legs.
We have all the products all and tools to do all that type of stuff.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
So, you're in a kid in a candy store right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I was telling him. I said, you know, if I come in there, it's going to be hard to get me to leave. Because I love just messing around with that kind of stuff. And when you have that creativity to look at the object, what traditional, you know, person would do with that, and then you're applying your own twist to it.
Absolutely.
That's the fun part. So when you walk into Rockler, what is it like?
The first thing we'll ask you when you walk in, what's your project? What are you working on today?
Yeah.
And we take it from there and help them get their tools that they need. We have some of the high-end specialty saws. And
big stuff? Lathes,
big stuff, small stuff, sanders, portable sanders, you name it, pretty much in the store someplace.
So you brought this, he made a couple cool projects for us. And Eli, you could point down to that. You handmade, now there's something called a CNC machine.
A CNC machine, yes.
Which it's is the...
Basically a router that works off of a computer that tells it what to do. You tell it, and it does it. And you can sit there and watch it.
So when he first walked in, I'm like, hey, Tom, did you use a CNC machine for this? Because he literally carved a WGN logo, WGN 720 logo, into a piece of amazing wood by hand. And it looks like it was done with a CNC computerized machine.
Absolutely was.
How did you do that, my friend?
Just went up onto the website, grabbed the logo that we wanted to use on it, and...
Do you pencil it on first?
It's all computerized, so it's a system called X-Carve, and it told it what to do. And then we set up the block and set the router up, made sure it was going to be in the right positioning, hit start, and it goes.
Wow.
And we sit there and watch it.
That's so cool. Are you into 3D modeling and 3D printing?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Do you guys have that kind of?
Clock. Oh,
you
yes.
do?
Oh, yes. We have a couple of other systems that we use.
Definitely
as well.
Coming over.
You got to come over and see us. It's a lot of fun.
3D printing to me is fascinating. They're doing some amazing stuff with it. And I even saw a video of it healing skin.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a new way.
Yes, there's a new
you
way.
You seen that?
Skin layover now.
Skin layovers.
Very cool.
Amazing. Hey, we got to take a quick break. We're going to just get started here with Tom from Rockler Woodworking and Hardware in Orland Park. We're going to be talking about some DIY projects you could do at home, some of the tools you might need for those DIY projects. And you guys have a really robust website with lots of inspiration and blogs and posts on how to do some of these stuff.
Frank Fontana.
Glue that, and screw that. Any random troll you got, well, I can do that.
What's up, yo? Welcome to the Frank Fontana Show here on WGN Radio 720 and live on Facebook. You can go to Frank Fontana Creative on Facebook. Catch the live feed going on right now. We're talking some woodwork here, one of my favorite topics. My guest, Tom Bradley says it wakes him up in the morning. Tom, explain that.
When I get up in the morning, I look forward to going in. I get to spend all day talking about projects of our customers as well as playing around in the shop and making new toys.
That topic right there and in that statement resonates so deeply because you could be the president of the United States. You could be running major corporations. You could be picking coffee beans in Guatemala. The moral of the story to life is do what you love and what passion drives you.
That's right.
And you, my friend, are doing exactly that and in a very creative, fun way. You get, like you said, you get to wake up every morning and play with wood. I mean, not many people can do that.
Right.
Well, you could if you took some of the classes that you guys offer at the store. Why don't we talk about that?
We do a make and take class where you get to come into our shops. We have three stores local, and they get to come in, make a certain project. There is a price, and it includes all the product that goes with it. And when you walk
out, the tools too?
2 hours. Tools are included. We let you use all of our tools that we have there. And when you walk out 2 hours, 2.5 hours later, you take it home with you as well.
So you could be a nobody woodworker, who's never whittled a toothpick in their life.
Absolutely.
Can come in and learn the skills.
And you'll walk out with a very cool-looking project.
Like that WGN, fancy pen holder you made?
We do a CNC class now, so
nice.
It's a lot of fun. This coming up in the first week of April, we're going to do a knife making.
You brought a sample
class
of that. Eli, can you hand me that knife? Well, partially done knife. It's very cool. This is something I love to do. Like I collect knives.
Ah.
You know, so this is very interesting. Can you choose the size of your blade?
We have a basic one, but you can change it up. Work it out whatever best way. We want you to walk out.
I want a machete.
What works for you.
I want like a
machete.
Giant machete
I don't have, but I do have a big. Like carving a knife, though.
That's yeah, or like a, you know, like the, what is it, the, like a bow knife,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That would be nice.
We have one of those,
you
fisherman's
do?
Knife that
really?
Fold out. Yes.
Oh, nice.
Absolutely.
You make the folding features in them as well?
We don't. They're already pre-made for us by the certain companies that make it.
All right, so the knife, it's in every house.
Mm-hmm.
We all pick it up every day.
Yep.
probably most of us rarely think about how it's put together and made. Right. Why don't you walk us through the steps of creating this custom knife right here?
Sure. So in the package, you'll have the metal blade,
which is pre-cut. Is it sharp to start?
Yes, that's why I have the tape wrapped around it so we don't have a tendency to cut ourselves.
Because I'm sitting here trying to poke and cut myself.
Happens. Yeah. And then you pick out the wood blanks that are on the side for the handle part of it. Then we
when you say pick out, do you have an option of wood?
You have different colors of wood and acrylic. We actually have a couple of acrylic pieces as well.
Oh, really?
So you can pick it out. We glue it up with 5-minute epoxy. You let it set.
Is that what they use in standard
knife
making?
Made the same way. They have rivets in there. There's two rivets that hold the handles on. Those are epoxied in as well.
So I see the rivets exposed on one side, and then
when that side is sanded down, you'll see the other two.
So you expose the metal on both sides.
And it will sand off as well.
And glue is just sandwiched. Are you dropping glue into these little
We drop glue in there so it holds it, so it doesn't loosen up on you.
Cool.
And then we use a small hobby belt sander and start working it down to get the shape of the handle that you want. It's all about what the customer wants.
Will the belt sander also sand the metal?
Yes, it will. It'll take it down to that metal part so it cleans it up.
Interesting. So you could create the angles you want.
What's good for your hand. We have some customers have arthritis. They can't grab a thin knife. So a little bit fatter handle is going to work out really good.
Yeah.
We have some of our ladies that come in and take our classes with us. They do a real nice job on getting a real nice thin
handle.
What
are most of the ladies making these days when it comes to woodworking?
I have got some ladies that come to our classes. They're everything from... No, they're actually making cutting boards and bowls and pins, knife sets.
Yeah.
Just about anything and everything.
Cutting boards have become quite popular.
Yes, they are.
Especially when you're talking, like you know, we said earlier, it's social media content, because I think it's fairly, I don't want to say easy, but it looks like it when you see these videos. What goes into making a cutting board?
It's not real hard. You got to cut your pieces. The biggest thing is clamping it and waiting.
So we're talking multiple pieces strung together.
Yep. Put together different types of wood.
Yeah.
And then clamp it, let it sit for 24 hours. That glue's got to set up. That's
how are you making that waterproof?
We have a oil that goes on there. It's made for cutting boards. It's just a clear oil, cutting board oil, and it goes on there, and it makes it food safe and protects the wood as well.
Without giving it like a hard candy coat?
Right. Exactly, yeah. Really? Not a urethane coat.
All natural oil?
All natural. In fact,
is it linseed oil?
No, it's just I'm not sure what they're using in the cutting board oil.
You know what one of my favorite visuals are is when you take a raw piece of wood and you then coat it? Mm-hmm. And you see that transfer of color, and you start to get the rich grain of the wood coming through. We're totally geeking out over wood right now, but there's something to it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
What is it? What do you think it is?
It's
like
on
a real, like, visceral human level, what is it that
you get to see something go from its raw form, basically, chopped off of a tree, and make what you want with it, and then when you put the polish on it to shine it up, you know you accomplished. It came to life for you. It came from here. And you put it into your hand.
What's the biggest wood project you put together? Or you say your biggest claim to fame?
A chess set that I did back in high school.
A chess set back in high school?
High school.
You have never trumped that moment since high school?
Not that one.
Mm-mm. Really? Mm-mm. This must be a hell of a chess set.
It was a very, very, very cool chess set.
Well, what does it look like?
It was on a pedestal stand.
You made the pedestal stand as well?
Pedestal stand, turned the stand, made a butcher block top, the checkerboard for the top, turned all the pawns, the kings, the bishops, everybody was turned. And we had a kind of a craft fair at our high school way back then. I won't say how many years ago, but a few. And I had a customer gentleman walk up and offered me $700 for it on the spot.
In high school?
In high school.
You're like, yeah.
A few years ago.
Do you regret selling it now?
No.
No.
No. It put me into being what I do.
It gave you some validity to like, hey, people like my stuff.
They like my stuff. And
did you consider a career of making your own custom furniture?
I have a little side version of
your side
what
hustle.
I do, and I hustle people.
What does your garage look like?
A mess right now.
A mess.